This podcast is rated R, true believers.
True fucking believers.
Brought to you before a live studio audience, Bruce Hughes and Justin Wasson bring you The Break-Ins.
Tonight's topic du jour will be sketches, sketching, and sketchbooks.
And we're missing Mike.
Yes, we are. Mike's not here. Mike is on a mission, perhaps. We sent him out to investigate something.
Mike is currently on assignment looking for Jeff Johns.
Has someone misplaced Jeff Johns again? Sketches, sketching, sketchbooks. The reason this popped into my head is I was sitting down with my sketchbook out in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I don't sketch. I can't sketch. I don't just sit around and draw pointless things for fun. I instantly pulled out a page of script here and some notes, and instead of sketching, I started drawing roughs. I've also been seeing a lot of artists I like selling overpriced sketchbooks full of things that I've seen on their website for free. Incomplete drawings, random scribbles, nonsense, gibberish, them basically learning how to use tools or how to color or how to ink. And they're charging $30, $40 for this. Do you own any artist sketchbooks?
Yeah, I own J. Scott Campbell.
Serious?
Well, no, this is one he did several years ago. It was a Danger Girl sketchbook. And I use it merely so if I'm thinking, how do I draw women a little bit better? Now, his women, albeit, I hate to say cartoony because I've gotten that so many times in my life, it breaks down how he draws the female form from different parts. And I find it very useful. So it doesn't teach you. It doesn't say, here's how to draw it. I just fill in that gap. And I study it. Over and over again. Obviously, I think I need to study it some more.
You draw fine women, sir.
Thank you, but I would like to be better. I tell you, I'd like to own something from George Perez if he ever had one. So.
See, that guy's busy doing pages.
That's true.
He's doing legit work. His sketching is masturbating.
I sketch a lot.
I don't see the point. It's like making part of a sandwich and then throwing it away. That's sketching.
Now, are we talking about sketching at home?
Or on the bus?
Okay, no, I'm saying is sketching for either for free for someone else doing a sketch.
Oh, you're talking about like convention sketching?
Yes, yes.
Well, both of my convention sketch experience was with you. That's the first time I'd ever sketched in public.
I was very proud of you that day.
I don't like it. People I drew things for seem to enjoy it. I can't stand it. It's drawing without purpose. I need purpose.
Well, look, and this isn't knocking you. This is not knocking me. This is
knocking George Perez.
I like that guy. Anything that we draw in the hopes that we're drawing it for someone else that doesn't draw is better than them. Of course they're going to like it.
Yeah.
You know, I drew, I've drawn some stinkers.
You drew a Little Mermaid.
It was Jasmine.
No, that's right. I drew a Little Mermaid.
Yeah. And I have the opportunity to redraw those characters for those people now, and I'm planning on doing it someday. But I found that here's what sketching is. I want to go in a little more detail about my background on sketching, but sketching is flipping burgers at McDonald's, real quick, in and out. All right. Doing a nice, fine drawing is like being a chef at a top New York steakhouse. You put a lot of effort and time. You're a really good cook.
Yeah.
I can make that cheeseburger in no time, and they're going to enjoy it. Maybe have a little, you know, acid reflux from it later on, but overall, it's going to be a good experience, and they're going to smile for a couple minutes. So, that's what I think.
I can understand that, but that explains doing it for someone right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a sketch for someone at a convention. It doesn't explain sketchbooks. And it doesn't explain people doing a sketch a day and throwing it up on their website.
You know, it does not. No, it does not. Now, what about having a sketchbook and you're out and about and you see something and you want to draw it? I mean, I know you can go on the internet now. That's one of the good things. You just go on, Google it, and I'm promoting Google tonight. this episode of The Break-Ins is brought to you by Google.
Google.
For those moments where you're just not sure.
What's this mean?
Google. I love it.
is Alice in Wonderland public domain? Google.
anyway, but you know, you're out there and you go, hey, I want to see this, and here's a car, and you sketch the car. Would you consider that sketching for purpose versus just sitting down and doodling?
That's acquiring reference and honing your skills.
Okay.
But if somebody tried to sell me a book of reference and practice, I wouldn't want it. I would not want it. I like seeing people's breakdowns, their roughs, their refinements. I don't like seeing people's, you know, random doodles that they cranked out while on the phone with a friend. That's what I don't understand.
Now, what about sketches at the end of a trade paperback?
Love them. Because okay. they usually have to do with someone refining something, figuring out how a character looks, how they move. That's usually somebody practicing the characters. That's different than just, hey, look, I drew somebody sitting in a chair. Well, why'd you do that? I just felt like it.
I just have tons of sketchbooks in my house.
Yeah, but I've seen yours. They're all of, hey, in this one I wanted to be able to draw a girl with curly hair. Or, hey, I wanted, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to have someone fly or jump or whatever.
I really need to get a new sketchbook.
It comes down to just purpose, reason, being. It's a very utilitarian thought, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it just, I can't do it. If you look through any of the books I have, just these three I have near me, here's page layouts, page layouts, page layouts, page layouts, character design, page layout, page layout, page layout.
Well, you just have a different process than others. I mean, I know some artists that don't even do thumbnails. They just go right to the board.
That's ballsy.
I don't know them personally, but I know them from reading, you know, different message boards where they say, I find doing any layouts will just hinder me. It will make it seem too stiff. And then there's other artists that go to a really big extreme to just keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again.
Until it's perfect?
Until it's perfect to them. And even then, I mean, as an artist, you know that it's not perfect to you. I mean, you can say, and then you'd look back and you're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, there's a lot of settling.
Yeah. So moving on.
And I'm totally fine with the settling and the moving on. I 93% of the time go with my first idea, my first thought. How often have you ever redone a page?
Is that a trick question? since I'm notorious with my fellow coworkers for ripping up pages, Jim Risen, the chronologist, I did half the issue, ripped it up, didn't like it, did it again, half the issue, ripped it up, but I didn't like it, then ripped it up.
Ripped it up and then did not like it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like this anymore. It's all ripped up.
Who did this? What jackass come in here? Oh, it was me.
Yeah, it was just like the scene in Spider-Man with Willem Dafoe. Two people. If you haven't seen Spider-Man, check it out.
little tip from your old uncle Justin here.
Yeah, if you find it ripped up, well, it means you probably didn't like it. finally,
Dr. Obvious, finally, and Mr. Hyde.
I drew them all, and then I started inking. Inking the issue. I ended up ripping up another couple of pages, and I did those digitally. And then I got stuck on one page for a month.
You ripped up your digital pages. You actually paid to have them printed out.
I had to print it up. I started working on the last page and ended up having just to do it by hand.
Wow.
Because I wasn't happy with digital. So, it's really weird. It depends on how strongly I see it going into it. Sometimes I do, and you've seen my sketchbooks. Sometimes I do, like you do, I get it all down. There are pages. What I'll do is I'll do a little tiny layout, very, very small, and I'm making the hand gestures on the podcast. And yeah, the point is I can do one perfectly laid out page, and that little, and once again, I'm doing the hand gestures, little tiny version. Some, on the other hand, I'll have almost an expanding out, lines going to other sketches of what that page will look like. So it just depends on how strongly I can see it in my head before I start. I've seen your stuff too, and
you're pretty disappointed.
No, I try to figure out your process. I would like to. You guys very nice with the light box, and I keep trying to use the light box, and anytime I try, I always feel like something doesn't come across when I draw on it.
Hmm.
It's missing. Whenever I trace my own artwork, and not with inking, but actually putting down another piece of paper on top of my paper, and drawing it, it seems for me to lose something in the process.
See, I don't get that at all. I get a refinement. And we've discussed this. I've eliminated penciling. I rough something, mm-hmm. I blow it up, and then I ink over it.
Yeah, I will say, and for argument, because I know you and I have talked about destroying our own artwork, and you're against it.
Yep.
I'm pro it. I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to do it in everything I do, but it does have some kind of releasing quality. What I mean by that is I do these couple pages. I'm really flustered. I really feel I can't move on because for whatever I've done in these other couple pages, and I get mad and I tear up those couple pages. I know my hand is forced. I have forced my own hand to redo these pages, and not only to redo them, but to, you know, not exactly, but to do them better. Than originally did. So I actually get a rush and feel more empowered when I when I get back to those pages.
In the long run, it may be better for you. I mean, you're basically editing yourself. I mean, I'm not really used to somebody coming to me saying, that doesn't work, you have to redo it. Mm-hmm. So if somebody did do that, I'm not sure how to go back and start something over.
I want to talk real quickly about, not really real quickly, I'm going to just talk about it. About my start with drawing from people, which stems back to my days at the bookery. This one is my friend Steve was manager, and he came up with the idea to put me in the window display around the time of October and drew free sketches. And he had the term humanikin. The living mannequin, humanikin, and
that's funny.
And I would sit in there, I was sitting there, and for 8 hours, I did it for Saturday or Sunday, for a whole month, at least one of the weekend days. I can't remember which one, for a whole month, and did sketches. Very nerve wracking when I first started. One, I was much younger. I mean, this is 11 years, 12 years ago, maybe. And maybe 13. Anyway, so my art style was completely different than it was. You know, I was barely getting by on drawing. I want to mention the fact that this either the first year I did it or the second year I did it, Pokemon was huge.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got hit with Pokemon. So the next year, I took a Pokemon book. I took it from my sister's room. And it had all the Pokemon. I didn't get as many Pokemon requests. But I did learn a lot about Pokemon while I was sitting up there. You know, sometimes you just go there and have no one come for about an hour or so. You know, arrive to get a sketch. But I met plenty of people there that I've later on gotten to know better over the course of the years. And then Steve would bring me back for free comic book days. When he could, except for the first year. I missed the first free comic book day because I just started a new job. But the ones after that, I was always with his store doing free sketches for hours and hours. And then after he left, I ended up starting going to Mavericks, and Jack at Mavericks wanted me to, the guys at Mavericks, but, you know, Jack, final say, wanted me to do sketches there, and I've been doing them there since. On free comic book day, and then, you know, conventions. But it's because of that training that Steve from the bookery had given me for those years prior that I was really comfortable. And that's why when we got to you, when I was cool was just going, all right, I wanted you to join us, and you could just sit there.
Yeah.
At the free comic book day. And then Mike made the demand that you had a sketch.
Well, it's because Mike's an asshole.
The point is, you did it. And I feel that with a couple more times doing it, you know. Well, you had more creative ideas than I did. You were creating characters out of thin air.
Hellgirl?
Yes, I was impressed by Hellgirl. I didn't get Hellgirl, and then someone else wanted Hellgirl, and I didn't want to draw it because I didn't want to touch your Hellgirl. So,
Things like that made it more interesting, where it wasn't just Wolverine. The one guy who asked for Blackheart. I did way too much on that drawing of Blackheart. It wasn't just a sketch. I was inking, too.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a... Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm a fool.
Oh, look, I mean, I've done sketches where they turn into full-blown little projects. I mean, there's a difference between, and that's why I say sketches, you've got to stay at the table, and I will draw it in no time. It's fast, it's quick, yeah. It's the cheeseburger.
It's not a commission.
Right.
Although I did get a commission out of that.
Yeah, oh, you did? Past that? Yeah. After that?
No, I got a commission there on Free Comic Book Day. You don't remember that? The guy asked me to draw him and his wife as Sailor Moon characters?
Now I remember that. Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did it and got paid for it.
Oh,
I'll do anything for money.
Wait, was this on Free Comic Book Day you did it, or you did it afterwards?
No, on Free Comic Book Day, the guy asked you, and you said, no, I don't draw likenesses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he asked me, and I said, I'll try. Sure. Because it was $20.
You're a whore.
Yes, I am.
So I'm really pro. I'm pro sketching at cons and but yeah, commissions.
I thought of an instance where I think it's very classy and a nice thing to do to sketch. When me and Ralphie were at the Chicago Comic Con and she met Jimmy Palmiotti, She asked him if he would sign one of her Daredevil comics that him and Joe Quesada had done at the time. He not only did he sign it, he drew a little picture of Daredevil in it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When me and Ralphie met the guy who does Mouse Guard, I can't remember his last name, David something another. I bought it for her because I thought she'd like it. And she did. It's incredibly well done. Have you ever looked at it, Mouse Guard?
No.
You should take a look at it. It's really well done. And he doesn't draw his mice with muscles or anything. They're drawn like actual little mice. But when we bought it, I asked him if he would sign it. And he did a little sketch of a mouse in there. Didn't ask him to. Didn't expect that. It was amazing. And where were we? We were at Mid-Ohio Con, and Chris Iliopoulos was up there. I wanted to buy something to get him to sign it because I'm a big fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of his lettering as well as his writing and his illustration. He didn't have anything to sell. He was just there doing free sketches for people. He said that he didn't have any projects out right then, nothing he was pushing. So he was just there, make sure people remembered he existed. So I got a sketch from him, and I ended up just leaving like $5 on the table because I said I came here with the intention of buying something from you.
Let me ask you, top five people you would like to go to conventions and get a sketch from. Not a sketchbook. They're all free. And they're quick and easy. Alive or dead. Top five.
And this is just a sketch.
Just a sketch. A real quick, the cheeseburger.
Here's the one I'd like to see, and it may shock you. Okay. Sergio Argonés. Number two, I don't know. I'm not very good at this. I would like to be present to see Scotty Young put pen to paper.
Okay.
Sam Keith.
Three. Gotcha.
I've seen Eric Larson's sketch. I've been there. Man, who else? I don't know. No one else is really jumping out at me. There's got to be some older guys.
Alive or dead?
I know, but everyone's like, oh, Jack Kirby. You're going to say Jack Kirby. No, I don't. Toth. I'll say Alex Toth.
All right.
That's four, I think.
Is that five?
It's
four.
Who else? Larry Stroman. There we go. There we go. So to recap.
All right.
Sergio Argonés. Sam Keith.
Uh-huh.
Scotty Young. Mm-hmm. Larry Stroman. Yeah. Alex Toth.
Yeah. All right. Top five. No order. Chris Sprouse. I've never actually gotten a sketch from him.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
That's very odd.
I mean, I bought stuff from him. I bought artwork from him, but not, you know, I've never had a sketch. I was making the list while we were talking. Oh, Will Eisner.
You've always been a big fan of him.
I just bought a new Will Eisner book today called Life on Another Planet.
Was it a sketchbook or?
No. Oh, that'd be, oh, I know. See? Yeah, I wish. Because I would study it. I would study every little thing. No, it's I still study his work. It's a book. It's got some kind of sci-fi. It doesn't really have a sci-fi. I don't know. I haven't read it, so I'll tell you what it's like. It's all material I've never seen before. Stuart Monin. I would also like something from him.
What's he working on now?
New Avengers.
Okay.
In fact, if you go to his... he actually has some kind of cartoons he does on his website where he talks about sketching. It's very funny. About why he doesn't sketch.
Oh, at conventions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read that comic.
Yeah. Pretty funny. So, once again, that's almost like an impossible one. Right? Oh, especially Will Eisner. Definitely impossible. Jack Kirby. No. so I have, what, two people? Three? Three.
Yep.
Three. Oh, this is a tough question. Bruce Timm. From Batman.
Yep.
Or I'll say, yeah, Batman animated one.
And the He-Man mini comics.
Well, I thought it was Paul Dini that wrote those. Yeah. Bruce Timm.
Bruce Timm.
He also did artwork?
Yeah, he drew some of them.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did have the opportunity. I didn't get it. Didn't happen. But Joe Kubert. So these would be my top five would be Chris Sprouse, Stuart Immonen, Bruce Timm, Joe Kubert, and Will Eisner.
Sketches. I wish that people would put more effort into a finished product rather than plans for a finished product. Or, I have my fun doing pages. Why can't everyone else?
I'm a fan of sketches. I enjoy... I enjoy the conversations that you and I have, or you, Mike, and I have, where we do disagree. We disagree in a good way, not in a strangle each other kind of way. At least I hope you don't feel that way. But
I will murder you.
Oh, man.
With a Spawn action figure.
Well, hopefully it's the original Tontoy version and the McFarlane ones. Anyhow, I love doing sketches for people. I like seeing their eyes light up. I get a charge off of it. It's more of an instant gratification for me than producing a monthly comic book and having no one say anything about it or... having, you know, artwork go up on a site and having no one say anything about it. So.
You son of a bitch. I don't do what I do to get people to say, oh, you're doing a good job, you're doing a fine job. One, it makes me happy.
I was talking about my artwork that went up today, not yours.
Oh, well then, never mind.
I know you're saying I was son of a bitch because I went up on your website and no one said anything.
Okay. Well, I thought you were knocking me.
I am not knocking. Bruce, I am very proud of your website. And I'm not just saying that because you host this wonderful podcast on there. But I'm very proud of your website and everything that you continue to do.
You are an amazing liar.
I wish I was. If I was, I would have said I hate your website. But anyone, if you know anyone that I personally know, you could ask them my thoughts and feelings on you, and they're at least 99% of the time good stuff. I don't really go around bashing you.
They're constantly negative and degrading.
Well, you know, the first year, yeah, I like doing catches I would love to see more sketches from you, Bruce. Not on your own free time, because that time for you is spent doing your homework, but at conventions or a special comic book related day.
Goodbye, evil sketchers.
Take care. Bye. You have no spine.
No, I'm just a better person. I think that's the term you're looking for.